Soru has faradim, Mecho, Mibinsecho, Vavdecho, Mehemecho, that the Yehoti Sha'amu. The Makir Svardim, and all Moshe Rabbeinu had to do was to daven to Hashem and remove his Svardim, and it worked. Whereas in Pashas Perach, when they were Nechoshim, it was snakes and scorpions, Moshe Rabbeinu is Svardim, and Hashem says it's not enough. You have to have a Nechosh and Nechoshis, and they look up to it, and that will help them be faced with the truth. We alone didn't help. So he says, Chavetz Chaim says, that everything has a trufa except for Lashon Hara. When a person speaks Lashon Hara, was involved in Lashon Hara, accepting Lashon Hara, it's impossible to remove it because it creates this prayer, spiritual prayer, that is always attaching against it. Since the punishment of the snakes came because of Lashon Hara, the upon of Lashon Hara, so that's the reason why the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu also didn't help. Still, they had to do this nachash, which helped them place the tshuva from the aveira of Lashon Hara, and that gets rid of Lashon Hara. It's an important thing. We're exposed today to so much news. This person did something wrong. The other person did something wrong. And some people like talking about it, making a lasik about it. It's important that there are halachas of Lashon Hara. Just because it says it on the news doesn't mean you're allowed to talk about it or you'll be misasik. Kamufan, a person exposed to aveiris, he's supposed to take it for himself, to misasik himself, to work for his own aveiris. Like one great Rebbe said, if you want to find where the Yetzirah is, it's where you're not expecting it. Everybody knows where everybody else's Yetzirah is, but very few people deal with their own. So we should be zeichah to deal with our own, use everything we hear, like we said, not to be misdatic with it, but to use it as a way to mechazik ourselves, our own avodas Hashem and Yerushalayim.